Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Knoxville School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley as we discuss the paid as earned proposal that passed and also other district-related topics.
I appreciate both of you taking time out with me this morning. We're in the middle of spring, the busiest time of year, and our spring activities have been very successful so far.
They have. When the weather cooperates and they get to compete, our kids have done well, and I think they're really enjoying their experiences. So that's always a plus, too. And we're excited. Hopefully the weather here will continue to warm up and be nice, and all of our activities, which we have many, will be able to get all their competitions in here between now and the end of May.
Well, in looking at the most recent school board meeting, paid as earned proposal that passed, I guess my first question on this is, what brought this up and how did this come to be for that to get put in front of the board?
Really, there's two major factors for us. First of all, is to really get the district better in line with what Department of Labor and State of Iowa code laws say about getting people paid promptly for the most recent pay period. And really, that's what the paid as earned process will do. It'll pay people directly from their timesheet for the prior pay period and get people paid as promptly as possible. So that was the first part. Second part would be just being able to use the systems that we have in place for accounting for payroll to their full potential, basically eliminating some of the manual processes that we have to go through on a monthly basis for many, many employees to reconcile their wages or their hours to really to come out with their pay for the month. So really, those are the two major factors.
What is the difference between what was passed and how things are done now?
So really, right now, what we have done is we'll take a person that is a 9 or 10 month employee, so they're working really strictly just the school year, and we estimate their number of hours that they would work for that school year. Then we spread that out over all 12 months. Therefore, they're getting a paycheck in all 12 months. However, those paychecks are actually short of their actual hours they work because it's spread out over a longer period of time. Whereas paid as earned, they will clock in and clock out every day to get their hours. And then for that specific time period, that timesheet that is filled out for them, they will be paid directly off of that timesheet for their hours worked. So that's why I say making sure that those wages are paid promptly to those employees. So they will receive a paycheck, basically, depending on what their specific duty is, 9 or 10 months rather than 12 months. So their paychecks actually, for the majority of those months, will be more on a monthly basis than what they are now because they're not spread out so much.
What's the timeline then with this being passed?
We wanted to make sure to, since this is a change, a bigger change for a lot of employees, we wanted to make sure to give them plenty of time to think about it, to plan for it. So we're going to be implementing this beginning with the contracts for 23-24 school year. So the September of 23 paycheck will be the first one where they'll see changes.
And then big news, Mr. McNeil earning a great honor. Got to be for him and also for the school district to have someone honored like that.
It's always exciting when somebody's been nominated by a peer at the state level and then gets recognized as being one of the finalists in that category. And, you know, Brian's been at our middle school for many years in different positions, but is the principal for quite a few years. And he has been kind of tried and true, very steady. You can tell he really enjoys his job and working with kids and helping students at that age develop into wonderful young people. And so we're very happy for Brian and for our district and our community because it is an honor.
Then also at the school board, summer school was mentioned. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we changed up summer school last year and it was very well received. So we're going to continue with that practice. And here just in the next few weeks, parents will be getting information. But kids will have an opportunity to come to 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks of summer school, and each week will have a different theme. So more of a camp-style summer school instead of the traditional come and get your math and, you know, math learning or your reading learning. And so we're excited to be able to offer that again. Our numbers last year were really increased, and we expect more more kids this summer. We do provide transportation, and they can also get free breakfast and lunches during summer school because of our partnership with KFYI here in town that do just a phenomenal job of feeding kids over the summer.
How is the new middle school project going?
Moving forward, you know, it's crazy. We meet out there for the owners meeting every other week, and every time we do the walkthrough, it's just you see so much more work done and so much more progress made. Board approved the quote for courtyard furniture. So the new courtyard that will be at the middle school, we will have benches and picnic tables out there for the students to use throughout the day and during lunchtime, and then for people to enjoy just as they're around that building.
We do want to encourage any parent of a three-year-old by September 15th that today we are going to have one section of three-year-old preschool offered at the school next year. And they can just call West Elementary if they have a three-year-old by September 15th that they'd like to get into our program.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.